one loss, and as JR says, you go get your golf clubs out.
So. You do, and that's the big one tonight. And Bloomington North and Bloomington South is our featured game for you here as we get sectional play started. These two teams met in the regular season. They always meet at the same time, that first week in January, that first Friday in January. So that's kind of a routine thing. Everybody knows, hey, it's Christmas break. Hey, we know not a lot of people are around. We're going to go out and have our rivalry game. Tonight is totally different. Tell me what you heard from each coach about tonight's ball game.
Both coaches are excited to play. I mean, for J.R. Holmes, I mean, he reiterates how hard it is to win a sectional. I mean, technically, you're playing schools you've already played once, sometimes even more than once. But it's that time of year. I mean, it's if you lose, you're out. Jason Spear, I mean, has been through a gauntlet of hard teams. The overtime loss at home to Columbus North, which they should have won. And then you go to Floyd Central, you come home and face New Albany, and now you face not only your rival, but in both the polls I saw this morning, your number five team in the state. So you've played 2, 4, and 5 in your last three games. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to get. I mean, from North, if they play to their capabilities, they can play with South. I'm not sure they can beat them, but they can play and make a game out of it. If JR's guys come out and are hitting their shots, this could be over early. If they're not hitting, I know their defense keeps them in it. There's going to be a lot of intrigue. The key, in my opinion, what type of start do the North Cougars get off to? If they get off to and they're down early, it's over. If they can stay around and make it a good game, really just forcing South to play and stay engaged, then I think it'll be quite interesting tonight. We'll see which Cougar team shows up.
Bloomington North, Bloomington South. Our coverage begins just after 7 p.m. It's Columbus East, the second game of tonight's docket. The first one is Shelbyville and Columbus North. The winner of that will advance to Friday's sectional semifinal against the host Columbus East. Bloomington North and Bloomington South, the winner will face East Central. Obviously, we'll be over in Columbus on Friday as well for that semifinal, as we will have a Bloomington team involved. We know Bloomington North is not going to be quote-unquote afraid or scared of anything after that schedule you just mentioned that you rattled off, playing three top five teams here in the last 10 days or so. The other thing that's interesting about this game for me is you have to score to stay with South. It seems like you can't go, as we saw in game number one, where North only had 26 points. South only had 55. That wasn't one of their highest scoring outputs, Terry. But you have to put the ball in the basket. And it seems like when North gets going, they seem to knock down some three-point shots. That always can level things out.
Oh, yeah. North's capable. They have some excellent shooters. Jack Townsend, Timmy Brewster, Isaac Bensel can all shoot to three. Occasionally, Liam Wilkerson will hit a three. I mean, that's coverable. The thing is, can they run their offense? Can they be patient and get good shots? If they take some hurried shots, because South will be guarding them very closely, if they take hurried shots and don't take their time on offense, they're playing right into South's hands, because the other thing about South, they will cause a turnover and they will fast break. And if they do that, you know, they're not quite as quick a break as we saw from New Albany last Friday night. Nobody is. But they're not going to hesitate in getting up and down the floor when they get a chance, and then lock you down on your offensive end. So good shot selection, and keep the turnovers down. I mean, that's the other thing.
That's how you shorten the game. You don't give South a bunch of extra possessions.
Exactly. And that's what Jason Spear is going to plan on doing.
And that's tonight again, 7 o'clock. We'll start just after that and get you ready for a double-barreled Chalk Talk edition with Bloomington North coach Jason Spear and Bloomington South head man J.R. Holmes. It's North and South. It's a big one tonight because someone's senior year will end and someone's sectional quest will continue. There's another big game tonight. It's in Northview. Class 3A and two old favorites getting together, Brown County and Edgewood. They will kick things off at 6 p.m. there. Edgewood is having a fantastic year, Terry. Do you see any hiccups in their road to a sectional championship, at least here on a Tuesday?
No, not tonight. Edgewood, who finished the final 3A poll at number 16 with 19-5 record, Brown County's 4-18. And when they met earlier, it was 79-38 Edgewood. So, no, there'll be no hiccup tonight. Now, if Edgewood wins tonight, they will play a fairly decent South Vermilion team, 14-9. Haven't checked any cross references yet because we'll be in Columbus. But a little bit, you know, the foe gets tougher, and that's the way it should be. The farther along you go, each guy you play next is going to be better. So,
yep, and J.B. Neal has said here for the last few weeks they know they have the target on back, so they should be dialed in and ready to go. And Edgewood's had a really, really great season. The Wabash Valley champs, the Western Indiana Conference crossover champs, and hopefully they add a sectional championship to that. Hey, we'll see you tonight. Everybody on the airwaves just after 7, WGCLradio.com as well. We'll be in Columbus. And thanks for checking in with us this morning, buddy.
No time. That. Glad you guys could shoehorn me in there.
Hey, give us a shoehorn and a little bit of Crisco. We'll make a lot of things happen. Thanks,
as
T.
You did.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Terry.
Terry Stultz, the anchor of our high school basketball coverage. He joins me on the call tonight from Columbus East.